Vermont enacted a new law this year designed to keep people safe from potential health hazards in the water. But the law isn't working as designed, and some experts say it's ultimately up to Vermonters to protect themselves from lake toxins. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
The new law is known as Act 86, and it requires the Vermont Department of Health to start public outreach within 1 hour of finding out about a bloom of blue-green algae, also known as cyanobacteria. The point is to keep people from going swimming or otherwise coming into contact with water that could have toxins in it from the algae. The health department referred questions about notification to Angela Shambaugh. She's an aquatic biologist for the state's Department of Environmental Conservation. She says the health department's online tracker map isn't a reliable way to tell if a given area has an active algae bloom.
The website was never intended to provide the kind of outreach to the degree that the law now requires.
The volunteers who provide data for the map only check their locations about once a week, and algae blooms can form and then dissipate within hours. Shambaugh says that due to the nature of cyanobacteria and the size of the lake, real-time tracking just isn't feasible. But she says the health department is still proactive about keeping Vermonters safe from blue-green algae.
The health department immediately is reaching out to local officials. They're talking to the town health officer, they're talking to the swim beach managers, and working with them directly to deal with the situation there on the spot, which is where people need to know about it.
But at the same time, the health department maintains this online map that purports to show where in Vermont there is blue-green algae. And if that's not the public notification, what is it? And how can Vermonters stay safe from algae? Mike Winslow is the staff scientist for the Lake Champlain Committee, which works with the health department on the tracker map.
I think it's a mistake to depend on the government to tell you when it's safe to be exposed to algae or not. Just stay away from the green stuff.
Winslow and Shambaugh both agree that the best defense against algae is to be informed about how to identify it. But there's a lot of green stuff in Lake Champlain that isn't cyanobacteria or otherwise harmful. And some say it is the government's job to protect the public from the bad stuff. James Ellers is the executive director of Lake Champlain International.
The only surefire way for people to know that they have malaria is to go to the doctor. I mean, people don't carry microscopes to the beach.
He says there are some things the public just can't be expected to know, and the presence of microscopic toxins in water is one of them. And he says if the state's policy really is to leave it to the public to identify problems...
Maybe we should put that on the tourism and marketing page. Welcome to Vermont. Hope you can identify cyanobacteria.
With no reliable online information and inconsistent reporting and signage, those who can't identify the stuff are on their own. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.